All right. Thank you for that. Let me read a few verses for you. I'll work this somehow. Thanks, Nick. Well, let me read a few verses for you. We are in, how do you turn this along? Bingo. I'm good. By the way, you do look great tonight with the lights out. Everybody looks, that's the best looking crowd we've had in church for a long time. So thank you. And by the way, I do appreciate you being here. I know some of you are going to grandma's house or doing some things of that nature. And I thank you for taking time to still be at church tonight. And thank you for that. I think I see Santa back here. And Santa, thank you. I know you're busy tonight, but you showed up. So I won't keep you long, okay? And I hope you didn't park in front of our neighbor's house. So, just kidding. Luke chapter 2. I just wanted to read a few verses. I'll take about 10 minutes. I told you we would not be long tonight. And thank you for all the music. And you, of course, people love Christmas music. Luke chapter 2, verse 15 to 20. I will read it for you. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said one to another, "Lo, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, that which the Lord hath made known unto us." We know the story. The shepherds were told that that the baby Jesus was born, and they were going to go to him. And they, verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in their heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Of course, of all the holidays, people love Christmas the best. And if you're like our family, we have a lot of traditions we do, things that, I don't know if it's traditions, that we do on a yearly basis. And I'm sure all of you do, and you enjoy it. And you get a little extra time to spend with your family, whether it's you're decorating the house. In our family, we always get the Christmas tree the day after Christmas. And some days the Christmas tree lasts. This year, he quit drinking water after a couple days, and he's ready to go. We decorate the house. People start Christmas music. By the way, some people start Christmas music in October, and I don't understand that. I'll take the kids out to see the lights. We spend time with family, and we just do different things together. And we all enjoy that. We enjoy all the things. And some of you, maybe you have things you're doing tonight with your family. And of course, most all of you, I'm sure, are doing things with your family tomorrow. But then something happens. December 26 rolls around. Christmas, it's over. Our story that we saw here is the shepherds go, they see the Christ, they see the babe laying in the manger, but then their time to be with him is done and they leave. But it altered their life and it changed them forever. In other words, I want to see what they did after Christmas is over, because Christmas will be over after tomorrow. Now, I know some of you, we don't typically rip all of our Christmas stuff down, usually around before New Year's, and then all the stuff is cleared out. We're ready to go, and we're ready to start fresh. You know, some people like to hang on to it as long as they can. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Last year, I walk around the block sometimes when I'm working, because you sit in the office for too while. That's like smoking. And I walked out here, and it was like February, and someone finally brought their tree out. February. They were so late that, you know, they come recycle the trees. They didn't pick it up for like 3 or 4 weeks. It sat out there for a long, long, long time. But Christmas comes to an end. But what do we do when Christmas is over? The things that we enjoy during Christmas time seem a little out of the place once Christmas is over. Frosty the Snowman doesn't work very well in summer, right? Okay, he wouldn't last very long either. What do? We get rid of the Christmas music. We put the decorations away, and we move on with our life. But the fact of the matter is, Christmas is more than just a day on the calendar. Yep. What happened because of Christmas is more than just a holiday and time off and the Christmas tree and all that stuff. It ought to affect our lives in a way that lasts well beyond Christmas. People don't understand Christmas. they don't quite understand what it's all about. We have a dog, and I don't like him, her. I call him him. It's her. And my wife's attached to it now, so it's getting really difficult. And the kids love it, and I'm just like, I tolerate it. But I'll go on walks, and I'm like, I do my best. I took the dog on a walk, and the Christmas decorations were up, and this dog's scatterbrained. He's all over the map, and I have to kind of, you know, hold him in and all that stuff. And we were walking. All of a sudden, he tried to bolt, like he was afraid of something. And I'm like, what's he afraid of? I keep saying he, it's a her, transgender probably. I'm messing him up. And it was a manger scene on somebody's lawn. He was freaking out at Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus. I'm like, oh, no, you're not going to get away with this. I'm like, get over here. And she did not want to have anything, didn't comprehend it. Most people that celebrate Christmas don't comprehend how wonderful your life can be all year round. These three, these shepherds, after Christmas, they did three things. And I just want to mention them in the 5 minutes I have left. What happened after Christmas when they left? They shared the Lord. Yep. Verse 17, when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. I mean, they told everybody about it. They told everybody about what they had seen and what they had been told about the Lord. And they had actually seen it. And they made sure everybody knew. This time of year, people are nicer to each other, right? They actually say, you know, what do they say to you? Merry Christmas. Or, you know, if they're working somewhere, they can get in trouble and get sued. You know, happy holiday, whatever. But Merry Christmas. And then you know what happens? December 26th rolls around. Okay, they had a great day, and now they're early at work on Thursday. They're not quite so joyful. Okay, they're not quite so happy as they used to be. Not jolly. Listen, the kind of joy we share and we talk, that's available all year long. Right. Hey, you know what? If you're a Christian, you ought to share the joy of Jesus all year long. I mean, we make a big deal about it. Don't say happy holidays. Christmas is about Christ, and it's not Xmas or whatever we want to gripe about. And it's right, it's Christmas. We understand what the holiday is, but we're silent the rest of the year. Jesus is good. And not just because he's a babe in a manger, because I'll just be honest with you, he is no longer a babe in a manger. He is the living God, who, if you know him personally, can change your life. Hey, don't keep that to yourself. The greatest gift you can give somebody is to tell them about Jesus Christ. Let's not be ashamed. What if we treated our wives or our husbands, if you're a lady, you know, what if we treated them about sharing them with others as we do with Jesus? You'd walk up to somebody, oh, who's that? Oh, that, you know, that's just, you know, it's my wife. Let me introduce you to my wife. Let me introduce you to my husband. We're not ashamed of our family members. Let's not be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Let's share him all year long. Secondly, they praised the Lord. Verse 20, and the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God. Well, there's a lot to thank the Lord about. There's a lot to rejoice about. Amen. See, we rejoice at Christmas because we do get to spend time with family. We do get to give gifts to others. We do receive gifts. We enjoy all of those things. But why would we limit that to one time a year? Come on. We don't have to limit that to one time a year. Amen. You know, the fact that we're saved allows us the opportunity to have a joy that just like peace, that passes all understanding. Yeah. That people can't understand. How come you're so happy? You know, it's not because of what's going on in my life. It's because of Jesus Christ that I can have joy. And that doesn't have to be boxed up and packed up after Christmas. Let's have that joy all year long. Let's praise him. Let's glorify him. He is wonderful. We sing songs, you know, people that don't even know the Lord, people that might even be, you know, quasi, not really what we would consider religious, it's not religious, but Christian, they'll sing songs at Christmas time that are blatantly Christian. They'll just sing them. What about the rest of the year? You know, there's a lot more hymns in our hymn book than just the Christmas hymns. There's a lot to sing about. There's a lot to be joyful about as a Christian all year long. Let's enjoy him all year long. And then lastly, they remembered the Lord. Verse 20 again. What did they praise him about? For all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. They didn't miss any of it. Everything they had told him, the things they had seen, what God had done in their life, what he had allowed them to be a part of, they remembered that from that time on. Yeah. Let's remember what God has done for us. By the way, we live in a great time. We live in a great, and it's not about our country, but we live in a country where we can be pretty well taken care of. Where we have freedoms. God has been very good to us. You know, we can always, by the way, there's negatives in life. I'm not sticking my head in the sand. I get that. But you know what? There are a lot of positives in life. And how we are and what we remember is what we choose to remember. I'm not saying let's, you know, things come our way that are unpleasant or have to be dealt with. Let's deal with them. But let's always remember the good things. Did you eat today? God's been good to you. Did you get up today? God, you know, it's funny. The people that are the healthiest complain about their health the most so often. There are people, and I know sometimes we have ailments and things that bother us, but you know, there's always someone that's worse off. Thank God you're still alive. Thank God that God loves you. Thank God that he sent his son. Next week we'll have a service on New Year's Eve. We'll take the Lord's Supper together. One of the big things about the Lord's Supper is we remember what God did for us. Remember. Sometimes we get a little sour because we forget what God's done for us and we choose to focus solely on the negatives. And when we do that, we forget all the good things. Hey, enjoy your time tonight and tomorrow with your family. But when Christmas is over, that feeling, that joy we all have this time of year, we can have that the other 364 days a year.
Amen.
Because of what God did for us.
Yes.
In becoming flesh that day, so that 33 years later, he could die for our sins so we could have the gift of eternal life.
Yes.
Christmas is a great time of year. But you know what? Let's be excited in January. February and March with what's going on in our life because we know him. Let's pray together this evening. Oh, Father, we do thank you for loving us. We understand the ultimate expression of your love is that you became one of us. Lord, that you would take on this flesh, become a babe, and go through all the things we go through so that you could die for us. May we be eternally grateful. Lord, help us as we enjoy our families, we enjoy our time the next few days. I pray we get every bit of enjoyment that we can get out of it. But I pray also that we would take that and we would get that enjoyment on December 26th until December rolls around next year. Thank you for loving us that much. Bless us now as we go our way. Give us safety. We go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.